He turned it up so far, and it was a lot more. Of course, it wasn't real even heat, but back then we thought it was. It's far above the old flat iron,
mm-hmm.
because they started cooling from the time that you started ironing your press.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they'd always sprinkle them down, you know, and roll them up,
mm-hmm.
and then iron them. And that flat iron would start cooling. In fact, she'd have to change irons always twice on a pair of my coveralls,
mm-hmm.
or union alls that,
mm-hmm.
that I wore.
Mm-hmm.
And then along in that time, the Aladdin lamp. I can remember when we read everything from a little coal oil lamp, and then of course when the Aladdin lamp came out, now that was something else.
What was the Aladdin lamp?
Well, it burned coal oil just like the others, but it had a mantle and a wick in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this wick, it was a real, I don't know what it's made out of, but you had to be real careful and not shake it. If you did, by its mantle, it would burn for a long time if you didn't shake it.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you shook it, why, it would crumble down just like ashes, just looked like ashes. But it gave a real good light, we thought. Of course, it was far above what we'd ever had before. In fact, I can remember, let's see, it was in the 40s when we got our electricity out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped carry a petition to get that. And a lot of the rural people didn't want that. And I'll never forget, one of them told me he didn't. That dadgum modern stuff is what is ruining the world today. But we had to get easements from everybody to run the high line across,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them didn't. They just didn't. Well, they didn't. Certainly didn't all sign it,
mm-hmm.
because they didn't think they could afford it, you know. And they didn't. Anybody's like me, run over $2.50 a month at that time. And we just didn't. Of course, $2.50 to some people was where they didn't, back then, you know, there wasn't such thing as a job and a salary, and they made their living from working a few days here or there for a neighbor. And in fact, you didn't go to town over once a week, you know, back then. And most of them walked to town then or rode in the wagon. I've made a lot of trips down the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
All wood to marshal. A small, but we had two teams. And of course, I'd either come with one of my older brothers, or I'd come with my daddy, because the teams didn't. The one that I'd drive, of course, I thought I was driving it, but they knew where they was going when they started anyhow, because we sold a lot of wood at Marshall,
mm-hmm.
and sold a lot to Leslie, and we could haul a rick and a half of wood. If it was real dry, if it was muddy, well, we could haul a rick and a quarter, and if it was real bad, well, it was just a rick, and a rick of wood sold for $1, you know. Of course, $1.
A rick of wood?
A rick of wood.
How much is that?
Well, it's, of course, he didn't ever cut any of it under. Some of them wanted, very few wanted 16-inch wood. Most of them wanted 18 to 20. And, of course, a lot of them wanted 24-inch wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be 4 feet high and 8 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd cut it, and you'd rick it, and then you'd load it on your wagon. And you'd haul it to Marshall or Leslie or where you was taking wood. And a lot of them then would want you to rick it, and you, after you'd done all that, for $1.